Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
It's 23 minutes to 8 on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Now let's welcome Bishop David Malatse. He's with us on the line. Bishop, welcome back.
Dumela hle ntate Moruti Moabi le your beloved listeners at Radio Pulpit.
Re leba ga hutla lentse la ha o ntate. Last week you were not well.
You must come to church. I will sing it for you.
Okay, Muruti, ke out.
Yeah, I can only sing go kereke mo pleke tse di mo ga palla.
Yeah, no, I can anointing under the anointing.
Yeah, no, gemela moya me, gemela moya.
Yeah, ke out, Muruti. Thank you very much. We are talking about dwelling in the secret place.
Dwelling in the secret place, Muruti Mahabi. Thank you so much again for this time. You know, only God knows how much we value and appreciate this moment to share with the masses. Muruti, first, when we look into the...
Muruti? It looks like we have lost you there. Muruti? Oh, it looks
into
like...
Into the book of Psalms.
Yeah, it looks like we lost you there, Muruti.
But can you hear me now, Muruti?
I can hear you now, yes.
The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar.
I'm going to go on to the standby number now in case this happens again so that I can just call you immediately. Okay, continue, Muruti. If it gives us a problem, I'll have to use another. The VIP
no
number.
No problem.
The VIP one.
The book of Psalms. The book of Psalms.
Yeah. There it goes. I think I'm left with no option but to use this other one. Yeah. Rudy David Malatse on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. He's with us this evening. Unfortunately, it's the line that is not cooperating, giving us problems here and then. I can hear him. He's
try
back.
Try another one.
Yeah, just while I'm trying another one, we can keep on talking, Rudy. Perhaps it can...
Okay.
Can pick up and can get better. Yeah.
Thank you, Muruti. Thank you, Muruti. I think we have been having this challenge here, the network lately. But when you look into the book of Psalms, chapter number 74, verse number 20, it says, "Have respect unto the covenant, for the dark places of the earth are full of the habitations of cruelty."
Yeah, let's take this one. Let's take this one, Muruti. Yes?
Yes, Muruti. It says, "Have respect unto the covenant, for the dark places of the earth are full of the habitations of cruelty."
Can we get a go, guy? Which?
It is Psalm 74, verse number 20.
Okay, so verse number 20?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Psalm 74, verse number 20. So it says, "Unto the covenant." So remember, God had a covenant with the patriarchs, you know, people like Abraham, you know, you name them all. When you look into the Old Testament, so now the psalmist says, "Have respect unto the covenant, for the dark places of the earth are full of the habitations of cruelty." And when we look into why they say darkness simply means not without the light of nature, you know, but without the light of revelation. I mean, there are certain things that people, because they cannot see them with their naked eyes, they conclude that they don't exist. Meanwhile, they do. And that is why when God created everything, you know, under the sun, you know, He gave each and everything its own time slot. Meaning, that's why it is highly impossible to find that, you know, darkness will coexist with light. When the other one kicks in, then the other one must give way, because each and everything in the season, like when we read into the book of, you know, Genesis 8:22, I won't go there, I will just paraphrase it, that each and everything, you know, summer, you know, winter, day and night, you know, harvest and also planting, everything in our time slot they are doing. And these are the things that we don't normally take into consideration. But where I wanted to hit the nail, Maruti, it is when we try to look deeper now into Psalm 91. I know that for the longest time, many people, you know, they use this psalm, you know, they meditate upon it. Sometimes they use it as a prayer point. But we need to understand, Dori, this psalm is actually meant for people about understanding, I mean how powerful it is when one dwells in the secret place. I mean, immediately when, before you go to Psalm 91, you find, you know, Psalm 90, which will say, you know, Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. But there is this one that is secret. Many people, when, you know, they want to hide from evil, that is where they need to run to. And one thing about this psalm, Maruti, that is very, you know, deep and also crucial. Kuri, it is a psalm for people by Lemba experience a victory. So it is only for those who have tasted the power and the might, yeah, what we call a victorious life. But this does not mean, you know, you will never go, you know, unchallenged. You will never go, you know, freely without all the fair share of all the storms of life. For it goes by saying, Maruti, I mean, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. But when we look deeper now, I mean, under the same verse, we realize, or in the world that we live in, especially as pastors, we are surrounded by a lot of things. There are a lot of people who have been, you know, the culprits, you know, the victims of this darkness. Loring, it is forever there, you know, waiting to, you know, destroy each and every destiny, Loring, you know, people are given. Because now one of the things that we also need to remind ourselves is that we were never born in vain. For each and every one to exist, there is a specific purpose that the Lord allowed you to come and fulfill, you know, on planet Earth. And for the fact that each and every individual, family, this simply means that there must be some specific things that you need to come to rectify, to align, you know, to bring some spiritual correctness to them. Moeloring, your predecessors, they did not manage to accomplish that because of all these, you know, challenges, you know, these dark places. You know, that forever challenges people because there are a lot of things, Maruti, that happens in the night, but they manifest during the day. You know, I normally say people need to understand that things they first, you know, I mean, being cooked in the spiritual realm before they can manifest in the physical. So since now we know that there are places where this whole thing are being incubated and are being cooked, and when you start seeing them with your naked eye, that means to say is the manifestation of something that is already cooked. So now we are given that dominion and power as we have been created in the image and likeness of God, that we can also have power upon planetary kingdom. We can also have power, you know, upon angelic kingdom. Because when you read that psalm, yeah, David, when he was asking God, what is man that you're so mindful of? The real version and explanation and the translation, yeah, David, man was only created under Elohim, not under angels, because angels are here for us, I mean, to serve us. Meaning that we have power to command them, we have power, you know, to give, you know, instructions to them. And I'm talking about the angelic kingdom here, where you'll be dealing with Bo Uziele, Bo Raziele, Bo Raffaele, you know, Bo Gabriele. You name them all. You know. But you must know the element. I mean, and your position. And you start commanding this thing. But since a lot of people, they haven't had the chance, you know, to dwell in this secret place, because when they come through challenge, Mruti, we have you know, a lot of people, I mean, it is visible. You can see them anywhere, and you ask yourself a question as a pastor or an elder. Even that the gospel is meant for each and every soul, and it is the good news, who will be to go to these people and share, you know, this good news with them? Because they are being ostracized. I mean, nobody wants to associate with them. And these are the people who claim that they have seen the light, but because somehow they are still struggling with this sense, yeah, light, yeah, revelation. Because when things are not revealed unto you, you can never know that it exists. That's why there are a lot of things that they do have names, but people claim that they don't even exist. But the challenge about Kilokoro, while they do have names, that simply means that they exist. You have places in Root where they call the lowly lounges, where, you know, they, those houses, they become the truck houses, where the couples that failed, that were attacked highly in life, because it's like these forces of darkness, they only target those, you know, who are carriers of the cornucopia, you know, people who are given the horn of plenty, people whom they need to come and become pillars in their families. Those are the ones who are highly attacked. And most people, they don't even know. There are really lounges where you find couples, you know, living in the house without windows, without doors. Everything that they do there is to smoke drugs. You know, a man will sacrifice his own wife so that the wife can sleep each and every man as long as they can make money. Yeah. Murud, those things, they do exist. And now you ask yourself that if now you are called, you know, I mean, by God to come and be, you know, that oracle of honor, where you need to be a mouthpiece of God, who will reach out to those people, you know, to tell them about the place called a secret place. When you dwell into this place, no matter how many arrows and challenges the enemy will throw at you, but as long as you dwell in this place, there is some sense of protection. You know, there is some sense of covering. And many people, they might ask themselves questions or no. We thought that it was over with him. But tomorrow, you come across, you know, people, I mean, who have become, you know, murderers, who have become, you name them all. Prisons are full of people who were destined for great things. But because there is this darkness, Muruti,
the most dangerous ones, those that have killed more people cannot be arrested, and they're out there. I'm talking about the witches. Those Muruti somebody who's able to kill you after killing you, and that's it. Those are more dangerous than the ones that can be caught and be arrested and that leave fingerprints and all that. Because these ones about the witches, Mruti, why witchcrafty? The next thing after that, they pretend as if nothing has happened. Whereas they are the culprits and they never get arrested.
Mara, remember, Mruti, those are the ones again by Loring Lebona. I mean, the real part of Mapelo Abot, it has been suffocated by this power that took over their bodies. So there is that light in Yana Enya and their kindness. There is that light in Yana Enya that is forever shouting and pleading for help. But it is forever silenced by this noise, this power that took over their bodies. Because remember, This kingdom of darkness can never function on earth unless, you know, it occupies the body. You know, in order for it to operate, in order for it to be licensed, you know, to be authorized to function on planet Earth, there must be a body. And this is what I stood up one day. You know what? I mean, we've been wasting a lot of time with our prayer points, you know, targeting witches and wizards. But I want us to, to let them go. You know, and the only thing that we can give them is love and the love of God. I mean, let's show them love. Let's give them the love of God, because never a strong man came and took over their body. So now, since the Bible claims that we are not fighting against flesh and blood, it shows that there is another power, Elohim, you know, it tapped and took over and suffocate the real people, like those who are being, who are drug addicts, those who are selling their bodies, you know, those, I mean, who are called, you know, drug queens, you know, those who run away from home, Rudy, you know, you name them all. I mean, the list goes on and on. And there is a lot that the church is not even aware of those challenges. The real people who are really waiting to hear the message of hope and love, who are ready to repent. Immediately, no one is willing to go to them, Rudy, you know. I mean, you see, we're pointing fingers at them, we're cupping them, we're chopping them. You find people fighting over members. You find people fighting over membership. But the world is full of people, I mean, who are waiting for the good news. Then you realize, or even the places that we claim that they are the places of safety, they are not, because most of the people who occupy those positions, they are led by their own flesh. You know, somehow something else came and took over their life. So that now they are no longer functioning according to the design and the pattern, yeah, the Almighty. But they only function according to what they need from people. Like I normally say, I know of people, Mruti Moabi, who loved the Lord. I know about people, you know, who are willing to serve the Lord wholeheartedly. People who go Mruti Bo Haika to go and minister somewhere. You know, they will go and ask Marobalo only for them to go and minister the gospel. But today, those people, you know, they chose another route. You know, they become, you know, some, they are sangomas with the Bible in their hands. Some, you know, they sell all sorts of stuff, because somehow they are bitter now and angry and disappointed towards the same people whom they wanted to preach the good news to. Because all that they got from those people is betrayal and disappointment and rejection. So in a way, now they come with the spirit of revenge, and now Murudi, now they became the worst weapon now in the hand of the enemy. With the Bible in their hands, they can come and lie to people and suck them dry when coming to the monetary values and etc. You know, they no longer have that thing, Yahore. You know, one day these people also must sing a song to Ezulwini. I must also meet these people there. They no longer have that thing. Some, I think, they even forgotten that there's a place called heaven. Why? Because they are angry. They are bitter. But these people first wanted to serve the Lord. And they got Muruti tempted when you read verse number 11 and 12. Oh, because of time now, I need to cut this. You know, when you read, verse 7 and 12. Yeah, the same Psalm, yeah, 91. This is where our Lord and Savior was also tempted. When you read the book of Matthew, chapter 5, chapter
4. What does it say, Murudu? What does it say for those who might not be able to read it at the moment? Murudu? Hello? We lost you there, Rudy. Can you read it again? For some reason, Rudy, we lost you right after I've asked you that question, because we really needed to hear that. If you can still hear me, Rudy, do speak out and so that we can be able to wrap up the program. That is after you have read that for us, if it's possible. We are still with Muruti, David Maladze. We lost him there. What must I do now? Okay, and I think we cannot really let him go without him saying his goodbye. I'm trying him on this other number that I tried to avoid. At least this one tried, and it didn't disappoint. It went all the way until at least for now. So, but then we have to say bye-bye to Muruti in a way that we always do. Muruti, are you back?
Yeah, I'm back. In that Satan. How are you?
Please read it quickly. Please read it quickly before you say bye-bye, Muruti.
I mean, Psalm 11, 91, verse 11 and 12, it says, "For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." So on the book of Matthew, chapter number 4, 5 to 7, this is where the devil said to Yeshua, so jump down. You know, this is where a lot of people are being distorted. I mean, because all that the devil wanted Yeshua to do was for him to kneel before him. And then a lot of people decided to bow before him, because now to dwell, Muruti, in the secret place of the Most High, it takes a lot of courage.
Muruti,
it is a victorious place. Yes.
Thank you very much, Muruti, for your time once again. Please give us your contact details.
072-317.
Okay, 072-316-317. Muruti, hi, Papa. Bishop David Malatse, that's the one that I avoided, and still crackling, still giving us problems, but otherwise we managed to get whatever that he had to share with us. Isn't the Most High holy and good, and it's good all the time? That's how we come to the end of today's show. Thank you for your support. You could have done other things, but you decided to stick with us, and please do stick around. Don't change that dial, because the best is yet to come. Right after me is Salanati on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. From you, Godfiji and Brokobobo Monati, it is 8 o'clock.
The largest faith and family television network in the world returns to Africa. TBN in Africa, your premier quality Christian channel, returns bigger, stronger, and better than ever before. Join your TBN family on DSTV channel 343 and experience pure faith and family television like never before. To find out more, go to tbninafrica.org. TBN in Africa on DSTV channel 343.